Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 159. I am Shannon and joining me today, we got Pete.
Hey, Shannon. Great to have you back.
I know. I'm thinking like, wow, I forgot how to do this because it's been a while.
I know. And it's Sue's birthday today, the day we're recording. So happy birthday,
yes.
Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue. And I was sick for pretty much the month of February, but fortunately I am feeling better and back. Yeah, I gotta it's like riding a bicycle, right? Just gotta get back on the horse.
It's just but talking, right?
It is. It is. And just talking about Disney. So, you know, that's easy. But before we get into our stories, and we actually got a few stories today, I do want to give a shout out to today's sponsor, and that is DVC Rental Store. So if you are looking, maybe you want to dip your toes in DVC, but you don't want to purchase yet, and you want to see what it's like to use points, definitely hit up our friends at DVC Rental Store. You can, if you have like a resort and week in mind, you can contact them and they can see and try and match you up with an owner. But they also have pre-booked reservations, which honestly is the best way to go. You can find some hard to get reservations sometimes and see if those dates and reservations work with your schedule. Or if maybe you are an owner and you just can't use your points this year, I cannot relate, but they can help you out by renting your points. So definitely hit up our friends at DVC Rental Store. And I think everybody knows what the big lead story is going to be today, and that is the new lounge at Magic Kingdom opened. And this wasn't announced. This was just like, it just opened, right? It was like, it's open.
I mean, we knew it was opening, like they said, summer, right? But I can't remember the last time something at Disney came early or this much early, you know?
Right. So it's called DVC McKim's Mile House. A member lounge had a surprise early opening on March 18th. The new lounge in Frontierland was expected to open sometime this summer. It hosts a number of seating spots, free beverages, and lots of charging ports. Sadly, though, there are stairs to a second level. Members are not allowed upstairs, and there is no balcony for viewing parades as they go by. That was the biggest disappointment for me, yes. Hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. No word yet on how long the wait will be to get in. Well, actually, there is some word, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, so I saw a few posts of people that signed up to get into the lounge, and what it sounds like is you better get there early or go late, because the person that I saw posted tried to go about noontime and the wait list was already full. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get on the wait list. They went back around 5 o'clock and they were able to get in. And even people with the membership Magic Beyond, if the wait list is full, they don't put you on there. So even though membership Magic Beyond gets you to the top of the wait list, if the wait list is full, it doesn't bump you above other people on the wait list, I guess, in that case. You know, there was a few complaints of it saw about that.
I can understand that because, I mean, there's, like, I understand, like, honestly, I haven't paid for the membership Beyond because we don't have any trip planned, these trips to the parks. So I understand that, like, if I had paid that, I'd be like, but I understand also if the wait list full, the wait list is full. Like, there's nothing, you know, they can only add so many names to it.
I mean, it's only been open for 3 days. So like, you probably have people going to the parks just for the purpose of going to this, right? It's not a good judge of how busy it will be eventually. I mean, we talked about this already, that we think this one is going to be more popular than the Epcot Lounge. That I think there's no way that it doesn't have longer waits than Epcot, which typically you and I have the same experience. Maybe maximum 15, 20 minutes, right? Waiting for that one.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you're going to see, I don't think it's going to be that short here, I think. So if you want to check it out at this stage, my recommendation is go there first thing in the morning when you get to the park. I don't know at what time they start signing people up, if it doesn't start signing up till 11 a.m. or if they're there a little early. So pay attention. I'm sure somebody's going to post about that online as far as when they start signing up, but go there maybe 10:30, 10:45, get on the wait list, and then expect that you're probably going to be a few hours before you get called.
we were chatting before we get on that I don't have any trips planned. So I'm hoping that the novelty will have worn off by the time we go. And 11 to 6, I am kind of disappointed by the hours, but I was really disappointed that it's not two stories. Like, I was really disappointed by that. But I guess they probably did that so that they don't have people lingering. And then you have people probably like one person staying there to scout out a place. I get the reason why it was a disappointment, but I also understand why it wasn't done, because you see how people will stake out a parade spot for 3 or 4 hours for 20 people, you know, and I'm sure people would do that at the lounge as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that was probably the thinking, is that it's just not worth the hassle of the demand that would be for that.
Right.
I think that's probably why they didn't even consider doing that. Did you see the videos of it?
Of inside? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice, right?
It does look nice. Now, there's also no bathrooms, but again, I understand the reasoning. Like, one, that would have taken a lot more building infrastructure because it wasn't an area that had a bathroom, so they would have had to build that. But I also kind of see, like, when you do have a bathroom, people linger longer, you know, understand that as well.
It's not like the bathroom is far away, so I'm sure if you're, like, one person going out to the bathroom, they'll probably let you go out and come back in. I don't know. Maybe if you leave, you can't come back, but...
Well, it's definitely more convenient than going at Epcot.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go around the side of the building and everything.
Yeah.
So if any of the listeners get a chance to check it out, be sure to go to the MyDVC Points Facebook page and post your pictures, post your comments, what you thought of it. You know, were the pop machines all still working? Is it nice and cool inside? Hopefully good air conditioning, you know? Though it's not that cold down there yet. I suppose it doesn't matter so much for another month or so.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been every morning. I'm in South Florida, so it's even been, you know, it still gets up to like in the 80s, like low 80s, but still gets up to the 80s. But every morning it's been in the 50s. No, I'm the one that doesn't check the weather, so I'm sending my kid out in shorts. And I'm like, oops, but he's fine. It warms up really fast.
He's a kid, yeah.
Yeah, he plays hockey. He's good. I mean, it's been beautiful weather, and no, for those of you that are going down, it's great because there's like no storms. It's like we're actually have fire warnings because it's so dry right now. But for anybody that's coming down, it's great. For my lawn, it's awful. Yeah. And it's supposed to like same next week. It's supposed to be beautiful because I have a friend going because it's our spring break. And if you're going down next week in March, it's going to be a beautiful week. So enjoy it. We did have another lounge news. So another lounge news, a few more details about the Spaceship Earth Lounge have dropped over at the Disney Parks blog, including the name. The new lounge will be called Geo 82 and will be a 21 and over lounge that will offer reservations open to all. Lounge will offer specialty cocktails and small bites with a view of World Showcase and World Celebration Gardens. Did we know it was going to be a 21 and over before or no?
No, was the really, besides the name, that was the big news, was Disney doesn't really do that typically, right? There's not a lot of spaces, even in the lounges at the hotels or anything. They don't usually limit it to 21 and over. Now, I got to assume the one in the pirate one that they're putting in Magic Kingdom, that won't be 21 and over because I'm also assuming maybe there won't be alcohol there. I don't know. Maybe there will be, but...
Oh, I think there'll be alcohol.
Yeah, probably. It's kind of neat because, I mean, I know it'll restrict a lot of people that can't go there, but it'll also make it a little easier to get into by saying 21 and over, that you'll probably have a more ability to get in there. Does also look like they will be offering reservations. I don't know if that means day of reservations or 68 day out reservations.
Well, as someone with a 9-year-old, I think it's great. It'll stink that when we go, because we usually just go with our family.
Right.
And we have nowhere, like there's no kids club to leave them at to go enjoy it. But I also see where a lot of times, you know, people will, they have kids and the kids take up space and the kids are drinking water or they're not. I see both sides of it. So I do think it's really nice that they're going to have like a 21 and older space, especially like to watch the firework. I'm probably not going to be able to use it for a while unless we get a sitter, but I think it's good.
I don't see any problem with having a space for adults only. I mean, Disney is mostly for families and I wouldn't want to see this become common. like, right. you know, exactly. the hotels doing it and all the parks doing it and all their lounges and everything like that. No, but to have a space in one park that's 21 and over, I don't see that as an issue. And I don't think they'll have any problem filling with it. I'm expecting that it's probably not that big a space anyways. So right. I'm sure they're not going to have any issues with filling it up. And probably, again, the bigger issue will be turning people over and getting them out again.
Right. I don't know. I feel like there's also some reasoning for them doing it, whether it's they've seen maybe at Space 220 or other lounges where being able to have kids, you know, affects their bottom line, or maybe it's just that they want, this is something that was received on feedback. I'm curious. I'm sure there was research or there was reasoning behind it. We'll probably never know. I am fascinated by that. But again, I think it's good. I won't probably be able to use it for a while, but that's fine. I mean, he's 9, so we're less than 10 years away where we can leave him on his own and go enjoy the park. So,
yeah.
And then we're probably, 12 years away from him being able to join us, which,
right.
Man, and that's going to go by fast because we just talked about your daughter's about to graduate college. And I remember when she graduated high school.
I know. It does go by fast.
Yeah. So I like the name. What did you think of the name?
They seem to do that a lot. I assume 82 is referring to the year that it opened.
Right.
Geo 82. It's a good name. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. They didn't go overly complicated with it, which I like.
Yeah.
Good name.
I'm curious about the specialty cocktails and the bites, the small bites.
I'm thinking the drinks will be like not just Disney expensive, but expensive.
I think they'll be like Nomad Lounge. I'm feeling like it's going to be like Nomad Lounge. The drinks are going to be really, because I love Nomad Lounge. The small bites,
yep.
The drinks there. The Tempting Tigress is like my favorite. It's so, so good. I mean, one of those. And when we go to Animal Kingdom before driving home, that's like my favorite drink because I'm pretty much passed out on the drive home. Yeah. their drinks are just really great. I'm excited to see what kind of drinks are offered. So let us know what you think in our community page on Facebook. I'm curious to know other people's thoughts.
Yep. And our next story, not an exciting one, but there's some change made to the Interval International cancellation policy, which you can put your points, DVC points. There's a lot of options for what you can use them for. Some of them, of course, you got to be qualifying members, but pretty much everybody can use the Interval International system for putting their points in if they, particularly if you can't use them in time. If you're someone that wants to like use your points for places other than Disney, it is an option. But they put a sly change to their policies that started on January 1st of 2025. And they didn't really say this, but someone noticed it and it got brought to the community's attention. Anyways, quoting from the DVC website, Disney Vacation Club members are entitled to cancel any exchange confirmation issued 30 days or more in advance of the initial date of occupancy of the host accommodations. However, in all instances, the member, through the applicable Disney Vacation Club cast member, must notify Interval of their desire to cancel such confirmation 30 days or more in advance of the host accommodations initial date of occupancy. The previous policy, effective through December 31st, 2024, entitled Disney Vacation Club members to cancel any exchange confirmation issued 7 days or more in advance of the initial date of occupancy of the host accommodations. So it changed from 7 days to 30 days. Regardless of when the cancellation of the qualified exchange confirmation or request occurs, the members' points will not revert to their original Disney Vacation Club account. So they'll stay in that Interval. So if you cancel, you got to do it 30 days in advance to get your points refunded, and they're going to stay in the Interval International points system. So you won't be able to get them back to the Disney Vacation Club account. Members will have the right to request a future use through Vacation Exchange Program, include multiple exchanges, with the exception of a hotel exchange booking, until December 31st of the second calendar year following the calendar year which the member confirmation was canceled. And I couldn't really follow that, but it seems like it's about 2 years. If you cancel, you'll have about 2 years to use your points. 2 years plus the rest of the calendar year, I think, is what that means. I've never used Interval International since they switched to it. I didn't use RCI before that. I'm not that familiar with this stuff, but I do know that some people got surprised by this because things come up, people cancel, and they had a cancellation reason in less than 30 days, and oops, they changed the policy. Just for people to be, if you do use that, just to be aware, you need to cancel 30 days in advance. Obviously, you can buy trip insurance for your points, but you know, make sure you understand how that policy works as well. Any comments on this one?
My only comment was I thought it was kind of shady the way it was done. And, you know, maybe it was kind of like, that's my only comment. I think it could have been announced better and, you know, just so that people was clear.
Apparently they like printed it somewhere in like the fine print of one of the insider magazines.
Of course.
And that's the only place they announced it. I mean, and obviously it's on the website, but you have to go to that policy on the website to see the change. They didn't like put out a press release or anything like that. And I think a little bit shady. What's the advantage of not just announcing that? It's not that big a change, but there are some people it affects. So a little slimy. I agree.
Yeah. But that's my only comment. So other than that, honestly, I'm not going to use my points for Interval International, at least not anytime soon. So
no, me either.
I'm not. Yeah.
I'll rent them out first.
That's exactly. I would rent them out before I would use it. Okay. So we did have some announcements from Disney at South by Southwest. Disney Parks presented an advanced technology seminar in March and at South by Southwest, showing some of the technology of the new rides coming in the next few years, including the launch system for the Monsters, Inc. coaster, the off-road ride vehicles for the Cars ride in Magic Kingdom, and the technology planned for new rides at Adventures Campus in California. While generally no timing was provided on anything, the one exception was the update of the Smuggler's Run ride was dated as of May of 2026 to coincide with the Mandalorian movie. I thought the off-ride vehicles for the Cars ride looks cool.
Yeah.
I know this is still like touchy subject. I still don't care that they're getting rid of Tom Sawyer's Island.
I don't either.
Yeah. There's so many videos on YouTube, like Disney's ruining the parks. And look, I don't agree with everything Disney does. There's a lot of things I disagree with them. But this one, I'm kind of like, I'm really excited about having a walkway like from Haunted Mansion to like maybe Big Thunder because I hate having to walk all the way around so that could connect. I thought it looked cool for the Cars ride. I missed the thing for the launch system for Monsters, Inc. I heard about the other stuff, but I totally missed the stuff about Monsters. So I'll have to look up that.
Basically, the coaster cars will like come in to at one level and then you'll load and then it actually rises up, like flips up into the air and connects to the actual track. So it's kind of like in the movie when you think about the doors rising. So basically it's going to be just like in the movie where you're riding on a door and it's a hanging coaster. So you're going to be hanging the coaster on a door and then you're going to be lifted like straight up. And then that's going to be the launch of the track. Now they're claiming family friendly ride. I don't wholly trust that because that's what they called Guardians. And I realize a lot of people love Guardians, but I wouldn't call it family friendly when I can't ride without getting sick. So,
I think, you know, motion sickness, but we were with someone that was like, took a 4-year-old and she rode it. I think that's where it was like, you could get motion sickness, but a 4-year-old could ride it, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Maybe not a 4-year-old with motion sickness, but that makes sense. Whenever they say family friendly, I think that only refers to height requirement. That's like everything else, because there's always something. And Guardians still to this day, I can only ride in the first or last car. I cannot ride in any other car. And I do not get motion sickness.
I don't get motion sickness on anything else at Disney except the teacups. If you spin me enough on the teacups, I'll get sick. Yeah. But that's everybody, right? But like nothing else bothers me. The simulator rides don't bother me. Nothing at Universal bothers me. I can ride Velocicoaster. I can ride the Hulk. I can't ride Guardians. There's clearly something going on with those turning cars that gets me. And well, it's just one less thing I have to wait in line for. So I'm not that upset by it.
Yeah, exactly. Excited for the new technology. Excited just for new things. Because, I mean, we're going to Epic Universe in June.
Yep.
And I even said to somebody, I'm like, when I don't have a Disney trip planned, then Disney should be scared. Not because of me,
right,
but because I'm someone who's gone it's funny because I'll have friends and they're like, when are you going? I'm like, oh, we don't have a trip planned. They're like, what? Yeah. So they need new stuff.
All the previews from Epic Universe sound pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But anyways, a few other things coming through on the news. We heard that Whispering Canyon Cafe will be closing for a short refurbishment. Dates are from May 12th to the 21st. That short of refurbishment, we don't expect any big changes and no details have been provided. But assumption is that there won't be any changes. I'm guessing it's just probably like a real quick like kitchen refresh or something like that. Cleaning out the grease traps, who knows? So it's only going to be closed for 10 days. If your vacation falls during that time and, you know, you love Whispering Canyon, I guess it'll affect you. But you know, I think for most people, obviously not that much. Couple other notes regarding refurbishments. Both Cali River Rapids and the Three Amigos rides reopened this past week. Cali, of course, always closes in the wintertime. It used to just close for like a month in January, but it seems lately it's being kept closed till March. So it reopened on March 14th. And the Three Amigos was closed for about the same length of time. I think it closed in January. And they said that like there's some like brighter colors and things like that. So it looks like they did kind of just like a repaint on that. No actual changes to the ride.
And I'll tell you, Cali River, when it's hot, it's nice. It's, you know, you don't necessarily want to get soaked, but it's nice. Yeah,
if you want to get wet, it's a good ride for that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We have Grand Californian Park entrance is going to be closed for 2 months. Now, this doesn't affect me, but man, this would stink if you have a trip planned to Grand Californian. The private entry from the Grand Californian Resort to Disney's California Adventure has been temporarily closed. Disney has not stated the reason, only that it should be reopening by mid-May. Until then, the Pixar Pier entrance in Pixar Place can be used by hotel guests to get into DCA. That would really stink because that entrance is so nice, especially if it's not, if it wasn't announced.
Where I heard about it was, yeah, it's closed. I mean, it's possible that they told people ahead of time, but it wasn't any kind of press release that we heard about. Yeah, it was really just you show up one day and it's closed, especially no reason. Theories out there that they're changing all the app stations at Disneyland. So maybe it's to change the ticket entry points, but why would that take 2 months? I don't know that that's true. I would think you could do that in a couple of days, or even like there's two or three points there. So you could even change one over while you're leaving the other one open. The Pixar Pier entrance is, it's close to the lodge. It's actually just kind of behind the lodge, but it's certainly not as convenient. And it takes you to like the far end of Pixar Pier, as opposed to one of the nice things about that entrance is it's kind of almost right in the middle of the park, right? You can go one way to get to Cars Land and Pixar Pier, and you go the other way to get to Soarin' and the Avengers area and everything like that. So yeah, it's kind of a bummer if you had a trip planned during that time, for sure.
Yeah. I did want to announce one other thing that we don't have on our list, but we'll add it. And this is, it's really short because it's going to end soon. It pretty much doesn't really apply to DVC members. It could, but free dining plan deal has been announced for Disney Visa card members. Basically, now through March 26th, DISA Visa card holders have exclusive access to a new deal that gets you the Disney dining plan for free. It has to be a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day Disney World package. So it's like from June 29th, various dates, but from June 29th to December 22nd. So if you're interested in that, it's on and off. There's a couple, like most of October, beginning of October is not included. And then pretty much all of November is not included. But other than that, there's actually quite a few dates. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to your travel agent or go look at it if you have the Visa card. It's only going to be available for the few days, but I saw it all over my Facebook this morning because all the travel agents that I'm friends with were like promoting it.
Is it all levels, including like the value resorts? Or does it have the quick service for the value resorts, or how does that work?
Yeah, it looks like it's, let's see, there are two Disney plans. It looks like it's including all of them. So if you book at a value and moderate, you're going to receive the Disney quick service. Mm-hmm. And then if you book the deluxe or deluxe villas, then you're going to get the standard Disney plan.
Yeah. I'd still rather have DVC.
Oh, totally. Totally. Because, you know, even with the Disney plan, we did it a couple times, especially when Rider was still free. And we did it like we did it one time. And it was hard to eat that much food. It was really hard to eat that much food.
It's a lot of dining.
It's a lot of dining. And like now we do quick service, but we do, because of DVC, we do a lot cook and eat and breakfast in the resort.
Yeah.
In our rooms and stuff like that. So it was just, I know why people do it for that peace of mind. It's kind of like going on a cruise. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to think, but then again, you almost do have to think about it a little bit more, because otherwise, if you don't think about it, you're not going to use your credits. The thought of not using my credits was really upsetting. So I remember we drove to like Disney Springs and we hit up the Goofy candy shop and just ended up with way too many sweets because we had all our snack credits.
Using those snack credits, yeah. In fact, when we bought into Disney, free dining was actually a better deal back then, because you could get the full table service dining, staying even at a value resort, you could get it.
Right.
You know, we went a couple times and really saved a lot of money that way. But we also got to a point where we're kind of like, man, this is just, it's so much eating and so much food. And we sort of said, you know, hey, let's do DVC. And instead of eating table service every night, we'll just do two or three, maybe four table services during a trip and the rest of the time. And so we're not like devoted to having to go to spend 2 hours dining every day.
And that's the thing, that dining at the sit downs was great when Ryder was little, where we needed a break. We needed that disconnect, needed to get AC. Now it's, you know, it takes time away from the park. I'd rather go back to our resort and take a nap.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I'd rather spend those 2 hours at the resort taking a nap or lounging by the pool than spend 2 hours in a restaurant. And same thing with Adriana when she was little. And I'm sure it's the same thing with Ryder. It's like, well, we can go to a bunch of character meals, right?
Yeah.
With the free dining plan. That's one of the best values of it. But now that he's older, and when our daughter was older, it was like, well, we don't need to go to those anymore. Plus, you got to pay the adult rate for your 9-year-old that only eats, you know, so much food. So,
Ryder's a tank. He's a tank.
Well, I'm sure. I had a girl. You take her to a buffet. She has like a little bit of mac and cheese, and she eats like $2 worth of food. So, it's good for some people. And the opportunities out, if you have family that are going non-DVC, it certainly can work out. It certainly can benefit. But just look at what you could save on a hotel rate.
Is what they say is do the math. Yeah, do the math. I did want to just mention it because it just was announced today. And just in case anybody does like it and they do try and wait for those deals and they are a Visa card member, then definitely, you know, check it out.
Yeah, and they'll probably do general public after, because usually they give it to the Visa members first.
It sounded like, because the way it was worded, they're getting first dibs, and then on the 27th, it's going to be opened up.
Yep.
Now, do you have a trip planned?
So we are going down in about 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks. We're actually just flying down on a Saturday, flying back on a Monday to check out the new Poly Tower. We got a duo studio. We're in the premier studio, which means you pay Magic Kingdom View point costs actually having a Magic Kingdom view.
Yeah.
Premium, I think they call it. The premium, one of the premium duos. There's only six of them.
Yeah.
We got two nights. It's like 30 points a night for a duo.
Okay.
We're going down to check out the new tower and go to Jelly Rolls one last time before they close.
Oh, yeah.
And then I booked for the Monday, we're going to take a tour of the cabins. So.
Okay.
Being a DVC website host and podcaster, we want to check out the new resorts. So,
yeah. Well, I think the cabins are gorgeous. I really like them. But yeah, I shared this with you and with some others on my DVC points community. I got a wait list for Polynesia. Now, not the new tower. I did put in a wait list for the tower now, but a wait list for a standard deluxe studio, but for July 4th. Yeah, I've always wanted to see the fireworks for July 4th, and it falls on a Friday this year. We're going to be there from July 4th to July 6th. We're going to leave early. We're about a 3.5-hour drive, so we're going to leave early on Friday morning and try and do the water parks. We're going to take advantage since we don't have annual passes right now, but we're going to try and use the water parks. I know that they're having problems where right now there's only one open, so it's filling to capacity pretty much every day because of the water park perk.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and do that. It'll be July 4th. So that's the plan. But either way, we'll be able to watch the July 4th fireworks from the beach at the Poly.
That's very cool, because the only way to do it is to stay there. Otherwise, they're very strict at letting people on the property. You can't even just like walk over. They have guards at all the entrances.
Yeah. So we do have a wait list now for both the resort view and the premium or premier view, whatever it's called, at the, because you can only have two. So we have those two at the tower, because we would like to stay in the tower. But either way, it's more about the fireworks, and we'll take a look at the tower. And then that Saturday, we'll just chill at the resort, relax. And we've always wanted to rent a boat to go, a pontoon boat to go on Bay Lake.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
We'll try and do that. We'll probably do that as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've never done it from the Poly, but we've done it from the Contemporary. So it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. We've done the fireworks cruise for both. We did it twice for the Epcot one, and then once for Disney, for the Magic Kingdom, but we've never rented the boat. So yeah, that's the plan. I mean, again, the plan, but the plan is also just to kind of chill.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice chill weekend. So yeah, I'm very, very excited. I was like so excited when I saw that waitlist came through, because I didn't get an email. I just happened to log into my account and I was like, wait a second, my waitlists are gone. What happened? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was my reservation and I have no idea, because I even checked my junk folder and there was no notification. So who knows when it came through, but very, very excited. If anybody's there on July 4th and you're near the Poly or whatever and you see us, definitely say hi.
Very cool.
But I can't wait to see your videos. Can't wait to see, and especially the duos. I'm really curious about those. The tower looks amazing. I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch the fireworks from one of those gardens.
Yeah.
That's our plan, so.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So with that, we do want to thank our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.